Just good. Okay. I heard you are having your new classes now. How does it feel like to be in, you know? Which class are you in right now? Five, right?
Yes, ma'am. Five.
Yeah. So how does it feel like growing up, going to class five? Is it more pressurizing?
No, ma'am.
Oh, okay. So I'll introduce
myself. Very excited.
Oh, nice. Okay, so I'll introduce myself. I am Firdaus Shareen. I have also been a student of MPS since I was in class 5 and then finished my 12th also there. So I am kind of a super senior of yours. So I'm doing a project for my master's. So I'll need your help a little bit to finish my project, okay? Yeah. So let me ask you some questions first. So tell me, who is your best friend?
Yeah, ma'am. Ma'am Sriyan Samarjit.
Oh. And what do you like to watch on TV?
Ma'am, movies.
Movie, okay. Do you like telling stories?
Ma'am?
Do you like telling stories?
Yes, ma'am, I like.
And do you like listening to stories?
Yes, ma'am, I also like that.
Okay, then. Just give me a second. I'll share my screen. Can you see my screen?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. So now let's play a game together. I will be this woman who has a red computer, and you will be this boy who has a blue computer. You will choose a story that I will show you on your blue computer. This computer. However, I will not be able to see it on my red computer. Then you look closely at the story and try to tell it yourself, okay? I'm looking forward to it and I'm curious about the story you are going to tell me. Look, there are three envelopes here. There is a different story in each envelope. Choose one and then you can tell me the story. Choose one of them and tell me which one.
I'm first one.
The sun one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The story you chose has come out of the envelope, but you don't see it yet. The story has to unfold first. Now take a good look. Here are our computers. Your computer is blue and my computer is red. On your blue computer, the story will appear in color so you can see the story. However, on my red computer, the story won't be visible. I can't see it.
Yeah.
Now, the whole story is opened on your blue computer, but I don't see it. It looks like this on my red computer. I would like to know what story you have chosen and what it is about. Take a look at the whole story first and then tell it to me. Okay, take your time, take a look at it, and then tell me when you're ready.
Okay. Ma'am, I can't see in my mobile. Can you wait for a minute? I will switch on in my computer.
Oh, there's no need. So just look at the sequence first. Then I'll show it to you individually, two photos at a time. Can you see it now?
Yeah, ma'am.
Okay. So watch, so look at the pictures and try to tell me the best story you can. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead then.
Sorry, ma'am, I changed it.
It's okay, it's okay. No issues. I'll go back to the pictures again, okay?
Yes.
Now take a good look at it and then tell me when you're ready, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go ahead with the story.
Yeah, ma'am. In a banyan tree, there lived a mother crow, and she had two beautiful and cute baby birds. The baby birds were very hungry, so mother bird went for searching of food. Then a very cruel and foolish cheetah came to eat those baby birds. Then at some time, mother bird came. And the cheetah was trying to climb the tree. And that time, a pet dog, the friend of the mother bird, looked the cheetah angrily and started climbing the tree. Then he chewed his tail and put him in the earth. And then he chased the cheetah and the cheetah ran away.
Good, amazing. So look, there are our computers again. Your computer is blue and my computer is red. On your blue computer, the story appears like this in color.
Ma'am, I can't see. Yeah, ma'am.
And on my red computer, the story will now also show in color. Now, we both can see the story. And yes, I'd like to ask you some questions about this story.
Yeah, ma'am.
So, tell me, did you like the story?
Yeah, ma'am.
So, why does the mother bird fly away?
Ma'am, the mother bird fly away because her baby birds were feeling very hungry.
How do the baby birds feel?
Ma'am?
How do the baby birds feel? The baby birds, the mother's baby birds, how do they feel?
They feel very lonely. The baby birds felt very lonely.
Why do you think that the baby birds are feeling bad or lonely or hungry?
Ma'am, they are feeling hungry because in the second picture, mother bird went for the searching of foods and then she came back and gave the foods. And you are and what, ma'am? Hungry and
lonely, like you said, they feel lonely. Why do you think they are feeling?
Ma'am, because in the first picture, when the mother bird was going, the face of the birds were like this. Like. Very. They were very worried like that.
Okay. Why does the cat climb the tree?
Ma'am, the cat fly. Ma'am, it is a cat or a cheetah?
Okay, we'll call it cheetah. Why does the cheetah climb the tree?
Ma'am, the cheetah was climbing the tree to eat the birds, the baby birds.
How does the cheetah feel at that moment?
Ma'am?
How is the cheetah feeling here?
Ma'am, the cheetah. How does the cheetah feel here? Ma'am, he feel very happy to eat the birds. He's feeling very happy.
Okay. So why does the dog grab the cheetah's tail?
Ma'am, because the mother bird was the friend of the dog and the dog saw that the mother bird's babies were in very trouble and the cheetah was going to eat them. So he grabbed.
Imagine that the dog sees the birds. How does the dog feel?
Ma'am?
So the dog sees the birds, right? How does the dog feel when he sees the birds?
Birds.
Hmm.
I'm friendly. Cute.
Why do you think the dog feels friendly or cute towards the birds?
Ma'am, if he didn't feel friendly, then why did he grab cheetah's tail? He would let it go, no?
Why? So, who do you think the mother bird likes the best, the cheetah or the dog, and why?
Ma'am, of course the dog, because he saved the children.
Okay. So, thank you so much. The questions are done. The storytelling is also done. Thank you so much for helping me. Chalo, take care. See you later. Bye bye. Have a nice day.
Bye, ma'am. Have a nice day.
Bye bye.